Something old or something new, something borrowed or something butter. It's time for one of Brenda B's recipes. Good things from the farm to your table. The gate's open. Let's get cooking. Now, I'm granting you permission to eat buttery, sweet, rich, and delicious without guilt today. If anyone should ask, just tell them you're doing your patriotic duty to acknowledge a national holiday. It's Butterscotch Brownie Day. Salute. Here are the ingredients for this wonderful, sweet, and very heavy cookie. You're going to put 2.5 cups of all-purpose flour into the mix, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 cup of unsalted butter softened, 1¾ cup of light brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract, 2 eggs, 1⅔ cup of butterscotch morsels, 1 cup of finely chopped pecans. The directions? Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Combine flour, baking powder, and salt in a medium-sized bowl and set aside. And in a large bowl, cream your butter, brown sugar, and vanilla, and then beat in the eggs. Gradually add that flour in and stir in your butterscotch chips and nuts. Now spray a 9x9 baking pan, and then spread the batter evenly into the pan. Bake it for 35 to 40 minutes. Brownies, also known as blondies, will be done when the cracks begin to form on the surface. Try to avoid overbaking. In other words, it's okay to leave a little moisture on the toothpick if you're checking. Once out of the oven, allow to cool and then cut into squares to serve. Absolutely excellent with a dollop of vanilla ice cream on top. If you missed any part of the recipe, you can find it on the Ag 1280 Country Gal Corral link at westcentralmoinfo.com. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.